Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, time for the Friday bonus. On Wednesday's episode, we had that fascinating conversation with Abigail Marsh from Georgetown University about fear. And so today we're dropping a meditation about fear, about dealing with fear in a really counterintuitive way from the great meditation teacher, Sharon Salzberg. And so here we go, over to Sharon.
Hi, this is Sharon. In this meditation, we'll look at the difference between what is actually happening in the moment, even if it's difficult, like a wave of fear, and what we add to it. In this practice, we look for these add-ons and see if we can let them go. We then can develop more insight into fear itself and our ability to transform how we are with it. Throughout the meditation, when I become silent, this is the signal to follow whatever guidance I've just offered. Sit comfortably or lie down with your eyes closed or open. Center your attention on the feeling of the breath, wherever it's easiest for you. Just the normal, natural breath. Perhaps the breath is strongest for you or clearest for you at the nostrils or the chest or the abdomen. You can find that place, bring your attention there, and rest. See if you can aim your attention towards this very breath. You don't have to worry about what's already gone by or about what may be coming next. The breath is happening anyway. You can relax and simply feel it. Now consciously bring to mind a difficult or troubling feeling or situation from the recent or distant past, a scenario that holds some fear for you. Take a moment to recall the situation. Doing that isn't likely to feel comfortable, but stick with it. Remember that at any point, you can return to following your breath or listening to sound. There's no need to stay with a challenging experience without taking regular breaks from it. What bodily sensations accompany the emotions the scenario calls up? See if you can tell where in your body you feel these emotions. If you can feel the emotion in your body, and we can't always do that, it gives you a concrete way to disengage from the story and observe the emotion's changing nature. Bring your focus to the part of the body where those sensations are the strongest. You don't have to do anything about them except be aware of them. Once your attention is moved to the bodily sensations, perhaps say to yourself, "It's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay. I can feel this without pushing it away or getting caught up in it." If you feel overwhelmed by emotions, use awareness of your breath to anchor your attention in your body. This helps you return to the present moment. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Thank you for your practice.
Big thanks to Sharon. Really appreciate that. One last thing before we go. We would appreciate it if you would do us a solid, if you would take a few minutes to help us out by answering a survey. The team here is always looking for ways to improve. So if you want to help us out, hook us up, please go to 10%.com/survey, 10%.com/survey. Thank you. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them may very well surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everybody, including her own mom, that the name sounded like a dive bar. On the podcast How I Built This, host Guy Raz talks to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt, failure, and how they were able to overcome setbacks on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. Listen early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more business content like this, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many, many more. Wondery means business.